Hi guys, I'm Jenny. 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Do you like me?
I like you.
Do you hate me?
Sometimes.
Well,
so I guess I hate like you.
Hate like. You know, Jenny and I were talking earlier about podcasts, listening to podcasts, because right now, some company, I forget what it is.
这是一个旅游的公司。
Right, because they...Every single podcast that we listen to, the host has to read this advertisement.
对。
And the advertisement is about hate liking your friend's posts.
Vacation photos.
Exactly. Vacation photos on, they're talking about Instagram, but they could just as easily be talking about WeChat.
Oh, 小红书, you know, you hate like Tim's photo, vacation photos on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go to Kayak and book your next dream vacation.
Yeah.
那我们今天呢,就跟大家分享一下,这也算是现在美国 social media, 网络社交里用的非常多的一个词,就是 hate like,、
mm-hmm.
把两个意思,就反义词放到一起来 describe a third emotion, kind of.
Well, it's, here you're talking about an action. Like, this like is not, you know, I like cheese or I like you guys. This like is, as Jenny mentioned, this is like the social media like.
是这样的 So you actually hate him 但是你还是给他点个赞
You either hate him Or really you're just more jealous
Jealous、
right?
对对对
That's the whole point Is that、you know Tim or There's another ad Where they have a different name But it's really just the two names
Jim
and Tim They're on these wonderful vacations And they're your friend So you have to likeIn the sense、oh. that you have to give them a like. But you hate it. That you hate it、oh. that you are not there.
Wow, 这好 fascinating 哦。
Yeah.
对，那我们今天前面讲了这么多，就是说我们今天要跟大家分享一下美国现在社交网络上很常用的这个词啊，还有一些其他的词，以及英文里面很有趣的这些矛盾语。
That's right. So we're talking about oxymorons.
这个词本身就让我觉得，因为第一让我想到 oxygen,、
mm-hmm.
氧气，但第二让我想到 moron.
Moron.
Moron 就是说一个人很傻，是吗
？Right. What a moron.、
Oh. 等一下，我们再看这些矛盾语 oxymorons. 我们还是先把 hate like 给好好的搞清一下啊。
Oh, okay. So like I said, remember this is not like the feeling.Like, this is more like give a like.
点赞对吧
I just said like 7 times in that sentence. I hope that's okay.
但这个点赞你是很不情愿的。你是 hate 点赞。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, again, it's usually coming from a place of jealousy. Oh, Tim is on vacation again. Oh, I have to work all the time. And my moron kids have to go to this really expensive school.
对，所以你刚刚说的，它其实是一种很嫉妒的情绪啊，
yes. yeah.
很 jealous 的 feeling. 除了 hate like 以外，我觉得现在年轻人 millennials、
mm-hmm.
还很喜欢用什么Hate watch、
oh, 这个词 yeah. yeah, so if there's something on TV or some movie that everyone, they kind of know before they watch it that they're not going to like it. If you go into that movie, if you start watching that movie with the attitude that I'm going to hate this movie and it's going to be awesome.
就好 conflicted, 好矛盾哦。
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just the age that we live in now, you know, like up is down, down is up, good is bad.
是是是, no one knows what's going on anymore. Hate watch 给我的感觉就是那种真人秀啊, reality TV. 好多人就说什么 Kim Kardashian, 什么这种秀, you know,、
yeah.
就是毫无意义就是 trashy 但是他们还是要看忍不住的要看下去
That is definitely a type of show that people hate
watch
but it's not the only one like it could just be、I mean maybe the actor is went through some kind of scandal or something so maybe that、
比如说 House of Cards
Kevin Spacey right how did you know I was thinking about Kevin Spacey、but you know it, again so itJenny's right, it is often these reality shows, these kind of quote-unquote trashy shows, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay. 那除了 hate watch, 可不可以 hate listen 啊?
I hope not. Yeah, I hope you guys aren't hate listening to us.
没有,有的时候我真的,就我自己要好好改一改啊。我确实觉得我会比较啰嗦，还有的时候就会看到留言,别人说我很讲话很嗲,很做作,但我觉得现在我没有发嗲 I don't know, you know. 然后我的感觉就是 oh, maybe they're hate listening.
Yeah, sometimes we do. I mean, honestly, 99% of the comments we get are great. The problem is we only really remember that 1% that is maybe it's someone who's hate listening to us.
然后其实我非常感谢给我这些反馈和批评的朋友们，因为我自己回过去听说，哦，是太啰嗦了，然后说话的方式是不是能够更自然一些。So that's good. 然后我举这个例子纯粹就是想要表达一下 hate listen 是什么意思。好，那说完这些比较新的 hate 什么什么的词以后呢，还有比较老的，就是说什么 hate love, love hate,、really.
Love hate, yeah, love hate、tends to be used more than hate love.、not that you can't say hate love, but love hate relationship is just that is such a common thing.
Oh, 就又爱又恨的这个关系是吧？
Right, 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 but...This isn't always about loving or hating a person. It could be like, I have a love-hate relationship with...
Chocolate.
I was going to say chocolate. That's right. Funny. Kevin Spacey and chocolate.
就是虽然很好吃但是又会让你胖所以你对巧克力是 love and hate relationship.
Right. Right.、Ah. And it could be a city.Right, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with Vancouver. It's a very beautiful place, but it rains all the time. And it's expensive.
对，或者人。
Yeah, of course, but yeah, of course.
Your friends, 对吧？你可能很喜欢他，但是 certain parts of them just maybe a little bit hard to stand.
Well, yes, you can use that word or love-hate to describe that friend, but we have an even better word.
是什么？
Frenemy.
Oh, frenemy.
Frenemy.
It's also one of these newer words, 是吧？一个，它既是一个矛盾语 oxymoron, 又是一个破馒头。
You love that phrase.
I know, portmanteau, when you take two words and put them together.
Right, so you got friend, you got enemy, you put them together, and you've got...
Frenemy.
Frenemy.
Frenemy, 我觉得特别是以前在学校的时候，或者有的时候工作的时候，就这种竞争的关系，就你知道 you're very competitive between the two of you.
Yeah.
但是呢你又这种 competitiveness 可能让你们两个都更好。
Do you think it's more common to have two guys as frenemies, two girls as frenemies, or guy-girl as frenemies?
我不知道哎，我的世界是就要么都是朋友，要么就是 non-friends. I've never had enemies.
That's the thing, I don't have a ton of enemies either, but I mean, I do know they exist, right? I
对对对。
The word would not exist if the people did not exist.
Frenemy, 啊。好，那我们今天节目的最后一些时间呢，就跟大家分享一些英语里很有趣的，就有两个 antonyms, 反义词组成在一起，就构成了一个很有意思的概念，一个矛盾语 oxymoron.
Oxymoron, yeah. And these can be very, very, very funny. There are a lot of very, very funny ones that you can do. Can I say one, just to kind of poke fun at my American
sure,
friends?
Sure.
American education.
美国教育。你就觉得美国是没有教育的吗?
That's kind of the point, right? And even if I do not believe that, and I don't necessarily believe that, that's something that some people would say.
Okay. 或者有的人说 American English 也是一个这样的例子。
Well, it's only British people that say that. I tend to disagree with them there. But one of the most common ones that we will hear when we are talking about relationships is...Bittersweet.
Oh, 对 Bitter 是苦 Sweet 是甜、然后 bittersweet 就是、这种五味杂陈
It's kind of like, yeah, you're thinking back and, you know, you're remembering that, those times and, oh, they were pretty sweet. Oh, but then, you know, Jenny stole my pillow.
Adam 今天在办公室午睡的枕头不见了然后他现在我真的没有拿我从来都没看到过你那个枕头真的
I know who took it, don't worry.
好讲到 bittersweet, I have a perfect example. 就昨天我儿子他就是幼儿园毕业、然后那个毕业典礼以及学校的最后一天 that was really bittersweet.
Oh, yeah.
就你看到就是全班的小朋友长大了他们要上小学了、这个是很 sweet 的 part.
Right.
但是就是要跟老师和同学说再见又是很 bitter 的、
yeah.
yeah, it was such a bittersweet day.
Yeah, so that's often how we use bittersweet, right? Talk, farewell, a bittersweet farewell.
是是是
And then you'll be looking back on that one day and it'll be a bittersweet memory.
是的是的。好那接下来分享这个我觉得特别有意思很不靠谱的人可能经常说这句话。
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, maybe.
超级 flaky, 是吧、
yeah.
你周末来吗
Definitely maybe.
你明天来上班吗？
Definitely maybe. Maybe definitely.
到底是 definitely 一定会还是 maybe 可能、
I'm almost certain that I will come to work tomorrow.
Well, that's another great example.
Yeah, so I mean, something can't be, you know, both definite and、possible at the same time.
Or almost or certain.
Right, exactly, exactly. So definitely maybe is,、that is a funny one. Almost certain. It's very similar to、people say something like, I'm 90% sure.
对，因为 sure 应该是 100%.
Right, exactly.
好，那接下来的这个我觉得比较 brainy, 是比较考脑子的一个。
Okay, so we'll save the brainy ones for last.
这两个其实都很 brainy, 你告诉我的。Which one do you want to do first?
Well, since we are talking about、relationships and friends and love and hate,we have this one phrase. This is also a song I wrote when I was a kid called Alone Together.
Wow. When you were a kid, 你就写了一首歌。
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 years old?
Maybe like 15.
Okay.
When I was also writing songs when I was 5, they weren't quite as good. I like eating. Yum, yum.
好，那你15岁写的这个歌叫 Alone Together.
Right. So Jenny was asking, well, how can you be alone together?The point is that it's not one person being alone. It's usually like a couple.
Oh.
There's no one else around. So you are alone with your spouse.
Ah, that makes sense now. 那怎么用呢？就比如 we're alone together this weekend.
My favorite, maybe you can just say, you know, the best of times is when I'm alone together with you.
Oh, wow, that's so romantic.
Yeah, it's,、you know, you should talk to 15-year-old me. he was very romantic.
好的，我们今天 that brings us to the last word or phrase 我们今天要分享的啊。然后这一个呢，里面有一个概念是我们儒家
yes,
特别啊、Confucius 对
100%. So, of course, as you guys have told me and probably.Every other foreigner that has come to China, Chinese are very modest people.
Very humble.
Very humble, very
谦虚,
modest.
谦逊很重要对。
But what happens when that humility is a little, how to say, 过分?
Oh, 所以这是过分谦虚的意思吗?
Well, we're talking about arrogant humility.
所以这是 一句话,是一个 expression.
Well, it's an oxymoron.
Oh, 对，叫 arrogant humility.
Right, exactly. If you're humble to the point that you think your humbleness makes you better than someone, then is that not arrogance?
对对对，所以我就说吧，这些很考脑子的这两个概念啊。Humility 是谦虚，然后 arrogant 是高傲。对，有些人谦虚到，就像 Adam 说的，他那个比任何人都谦虚，然后他就开始骄傲自满起来。
Right, but that's there. I mean, that's there in the teaching, right? Like, be humble, but just don't be too humble.
是是是 ，everything in moderation, including moderation.
Oh, that's where we need some champagne right there, including moderation.
好，今天我们的节目就到这儿啊。有什么东西是让你 hate like 的？朋友圈里发的什么东西啊，经常会让你有 hate like 的这个动作？大家可以在今天留言里给我们分享。Okay, that's it from us. 但是呢，如果你还想把英语学得更好，听我们的节目听我们的内容还意犹未尽的话，可以考虑一下尝试我们的会员课程，因为我们有六个级别，所以不管你是英语初学者啊，还是水平在中间，或者你的水平很高，但觉得现在已经没有什么机会再 keep up 自己的英文了。没关系，开言六个级别不同的课程都能满足你的需求，所以大家可以下载我们的 APP 开言英语，我们为你准备了一套免费试用的课程，里面有最精华的开言课，打开 APP 你就可以跟你喜欢的主播 Adam Spencer、Lisa Connor 等近距离的交流学英语。 OK, thank you for listening, we'll see you next time.
Bye guys.